Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The state forces people to celebrate an alleged independence simultaneously with a brutal genocide. Are the people of Jordan celebrating an alleged independence when yesterday a steadfast Muslim doctor in Gaza lost her 9 children all at once as a result of a missile fired by the genocidal army's aircraft at their home? In a barbaric scene unparalleled in human history. Is the sense and feelings of the Islamic Brotherhood numb to the heartbreaking scenes of the Jews' persistence in killing, starvation, and destruction? Unlike to support them, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, وَإِنَ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرِ. But if they seek your help against persecution and faith, it is your obligation to help them. Al-Anfal 72. It seems that the Ummah has accepted living with the idea of waiting for its armies to move, and even participating with the bereaved orphans in Hungary. Allah has made you one Ummah in exclusion of the people. وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. Surely this religion of yours is only one, and I am your Lord, so fear me alone. Al-Mu'minun 52. No, by Allah, the blood of the vast majority of the people of Jordan boils in their veins with a burning desire and a longing to support their brothers and sisters in the deen, and the regime knows this and fears their wrath. Instead, it wants to direct their feelings towards a so-called independence when its lands are filled with military bases for Kafir colonialists, whose economy is mortgaged to a colonial world bank, and which does not dare to make a single independent sovereign decision for the benefit of the Ummah, while it watches from a stone's throw the actions of the criminal Jewish entity as if it were a tourist attraction. The genocide that the Jewish entity is committing with such arrogance, it would not have dared to commit had it not felt safe from punishment. So who is celebrating fireworks in Jordan's skies under this alleged independence? While the skies over Gaza are filled with destructive and deadly missiles, and who is filling the official media pages with Jordan's economic achievements since independence, while it suffers from colonial debts, unemployment, and poverty, sells its wealth for colonial foreign investments, and has brought the country to the brink of thirst due to ongoing corruption, only to use this as a pretext for normalizing relations with the pariah entity through various agreements. Isn't it the regime and its men? The idea of independence is a colonial call for division and fragmentation of the one ummah with one deen, bound by a bond of ideology and belief. One system of government was implemented since the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam established the first Islamic state in Medina, and throughout the history of the Islamic state until 1924 CE, when it was overthrown by the criminal of the era, Mustafa Kemal. After that, the Kafir colonialists had the opportunity to divide the Muslim lands into more than 50 weak national entities with borders within which the possibility of conflict lay. They installed rulers of their own making over them who obeyed them in whatever they wanted. In order to maintain their presence and power, they established the concept of the nationalistic state and created for each one a false history isolated from its bright history as part of the history of their Islamic state. The ruling regime is the one that creates fake independence celebrations and imposes them on people whose feelings are overflowing with resentment for their failure to help their brothers in Gaza. It is trying to create a glory for the Ummah during its reign that it can claim for itself, although it has not yet materialized. This is done through illusory ideas based on a base nationalism that it consecrates as an alternative to the natural and ideological bond of the Ummah, which entails its return to its former glory, seeking to gain the pleasure of its Lord by applying His law supporting its brothers in belief reclaiming the occupied land from its occupiers and expelling the Kafir colonizers, their bases, their companies. The one who celebrates independence is the one who has an interest in establishing borders and preventing the unity of Muslims, as commanded by the Lord of the Worlds. It is the one who considers its treaties with the Jewish entity and America more important than supporting the oppressed Muslims and attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The regime that terrorizes people by gagging and arresting anyone who calls for Islam as a creed and state and all that is dictated by Allah's commands are in contradiction with the positions of the state and those who claim loyalty to the homeland and who are rife in the official media and who interpret and support oppressors. It is feared that the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will apply to them. رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ. And they will say, Our Lord, we obeyed our leaders and elite, but they led us astray from the right way. Al-Ahzab 67. All of this will only increase the Ummah's resolve and resentment, and it will record in its memory the deeds that brought them to this humiliation and degradation. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا مِنْ امْرِئٍ يَخْذِلُ مُسْلِمًا فِي مَوْطِنٍ يُنْتَهَكُ فِيهِ حُرْمَتُهُ وَيُنْتَقَسُ فِيهِ عِرْضَهُ إِلَّا خَذَلَهُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوْطِنٍ يُحِبُّ فِيهِ نُصْرَتُهُ وَمَا مِنْ امْرِئٍ يَنْصُرُ مُسْلِمًا فِي مَوْطِنٍ يُنْتَقَسُ فِيهِ مِنْ عِرْضِهِ وَتُنْتَهَكُ فِيهِ حُرْمَتُهُ إِلَّا نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي مَوْطِنٍ يُحِبُّ فِيهِ نُصْرَتُهُ. No Muslim man will desert a man who is a Muslim in a place where his respect may be violated and his honor aspersed without Allah deserting him in a place where he wishes his help. And no Muslim man who will help a Muslim in a place where his honor may be aspersed and his respect violated without Allah helping him in a place where he wishes his help. Look at where you stand in this conversation and what the state is spending on in terms of fake celebrations to establish a false independence and to betray your brothers and sisters in Islam. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبَكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And hold firmly together to the rope of Allah and do not be divided. Remember Allah's favor upon you. When you were enemies, then He united your hearts. So you by His grace became brothers. And you were at the brink of a fiery pit, and He saved you from it. This is how Allah makes His revelations clear to you, so that you may be rightly guided. Ali Imran 103, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Jordan.